We continue today closing out Mishnah Dalid. So referring to the statement of Yossi ben Yo'ezer that we started yesterday, where Yossi ben Yo'ezer says, V'havishosi b'tzama es devrayim, drink thirstily of the words of the sages. So we discussed one idea, one understanding yesterday. I always thought that the Pashup Shat, the simple meaning was as follows. When you drink something, it becomes a part of you. Right? The glass of water may be sitting on the table, looks beautiful, looks delicious, thirst-quenching, alamailus. But it's not part of me, it's outside of me. When you drink something, it becomes part of who you are, it becomes part of your body. So the way I always understood the idea of Yossi ben Yo'ezer was that a lot of times when it comes to religion, when it comes to spirituality, when it comes to halacha, when it comes to our relationship with God, there are things that we know intellectually, I understand it. Conceptually, I understand it. But it's not a part of me. So I understand that there's something happening, but it's not a part of me. And the truth is, we do this with so many things in life. There are a lot of things that we know, but they don't necessarily impact me on a conscious level day in and day out. There are current events that happen that I know that are occurring, but they don't necessarily shape who I am or how I look at the world. In theology, it's the same idea. There are many things I may know conceptually, intellectually, to be religiously or spiritually true, but they're kind of kept external to me. Yossi ben Yo'ezer says that when it comes to our ruchnius, we have to be so careful that spirituality is not like the glass of water on the table. That's there, it looks very nice, but I'm here and the water's there. Rather, drink of the words of Torah, drink of the words of spirituality, ingest God and make him part of you. Do not go ahead and go through life with your religiosity, something external to you, but rather ingest it and make it part of you. But the problem is then it should have said, drink of the words of Torah, drink of the words of Chazal. But the Mishnah says, Yossi ben Yo'ezer says, drink thirstily. Drink thirstily of the words of the sages. So the Bar Tanura comments on this and he says, what does this mean? Like a person who is thirsty, who drinks in order to satisfy a need. There's a hunger, there's a want, there's something lacking. Not like someone who's already sated, who's already full, who doesn't really need to eat or drink anything. So it's very interesting. When someone is full, when someone is satiated, so again, you could bring before them the nicest food, the nicest drink. They're just not interested. I mean, I'm not a gluttonous person. Right? A gluttonous person will ingest anything. But a regular person who's going to eat when they're hungry, drink when they're thirsty, you bring something very nice, even though they might love it under other circumstances. If I'm not interested, if I don't need it, I may very well just pass on it. So ultimately, again, says Yossi ben Yo'ezer, when it comes to words of Torah, drink it as if you're thirsty. Because when you're thirsty, if someone goes ahead and puts something in front of you, even if it's not your favorite drink, or even you would say, normally, I like it cold and this is room temperature. When you're thirsty, it doesn't matter. When you're thirsty, whatever's placed down in front of you, you're going to take, you're going to gulp it down, you're going to enjoy it because you need it to quench your thirst. You need it to satisfy a desire, to satisfy something that is lacking inside of you. And I think what Yossi ben Yo'ezer is teaching us is an incredible lesson. You see, sometimes we look at spirituality or we look at our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as something that's nice. It's nice. And if you could have it, fantastic. And if you can't have it, no. You're going to be okay. And Yossi ben Yo'ezer says, do you know how you have to look at Torah? Do you know how you have to look at mitzvahs? How you have to look at a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When you're parched and someone brings out that glass of water and they don't give it to you, it's sitting in front of you, put it on the table and you're looking at it, you would give your right arm for that glass of water. Right? That glass of water is the be all, end all of your existence. Anything and everything. I just want that water. I can't think about anything else. I can't concentrate about anything else. That is what I need, says Yossi ben Yo'ezer. That's how the Jew is supposed to look at Torah. And that is how the Jew is supposed to relate to spirituality. It's not just something nice to ingest, something nice to imbibe, something nice to put. I'm thirsty because I'm incomplete without it. If I don't have it, there's something deficient. Just like when I'm parched, if I don't get that glass of water, I am deficient. I am not whole. when it comes to spirituality, if I don't have Torah, if I don't have a good sidereal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I don't try to explore my meaning in life and what I'm supposed to accomplish, I'm deficient. I'm thirsty. And I don't want to walk around life being thirsty. I don't want to walk around life feeling that at the end of the day, I'm deficient and I'm absent something. You know, Rabbi Dr. Abraham Tversky, in his commentary on Ovis, says something amazing. Not on this mission, on a different topic. He talks about the idea that he was always intrigued that people fall asleep during drushas, during sermons, during shiurim. Now, obviously, I'm an ogeh b'davar. I have a vested interest in this conversation as someone who, thank God, is privileged to teach a lot and speak a lot. So yes, I've had my share of drusha snoozers and my share of, sheer nappers. I've had it all, seen it all, experienced it all. Loud sleepers, soft sleepers, people who snore, people who head bob, everything and anything in between. So Retorsky is always intrigued with this, and he gives a mashal. He says, imagine for a moment you get lost, and you're in a bad neighborhood. Now you can tell this mashal, this parable, is a bit dated. The days before Waze and GPS. But you're lost. So what would you do in the good old days if you were lost? You'd find a gas station. You'd pull in, and you would ask for instructions. I need to get home. Here's my address. I don't know where I am. How do I get? He said, can you imagine the gas station attendant comes over to you and he starts telling you the instructions. Can you imagine if in the middle of the instructions, you know, you start nodding off a little bit, right? Or you let out a snore or this, that. Crazy. No one would ever fall asleep in the middle of those instructions. Why? Because your life depends on it. Because you're stuck in a bad neighborhood. And if you get lost and you make a wrong turn, chas v'shalom, what could happen? So you better believe, no matter how tired I am, I'm going to be glued to every word of those instructions. So Bitorsky says, imagine if only we saw Torah in the same way. Isn't Torah life-saving instructions? Doesn't Torah teach us how to live, what direction to go in, how to make good decisions and live an informed life? Doesn't Torah teach us how to discover our potential? As we say so many times, become the best version of ourselves. Doesn't Torah create for us a life-saving GPS that allows us to avoid pitfalls, mistakes, dead ends, and bad decisions? If only we understood that, then how glued we would be to every word. If only we understood that, then how differently we would relate to our learning, to our spirituality, to our relationship with Hashem. That's what Yossi Ben Yoezer is saying as well. Have a shose bitsama esterim. Don't just drink it. You know, spirituality is not like one of those drinks, you know, with the umbrellas in it. Any drink that has an umbrella in it is clearly not a necessity, right? Any drink that has an umbrella in it clearly is a luxury item. No one say, oh, I'm parched. Give me a drink with an umbrella. It's a nice little luxury. Sometimes we look at spirituality like the drink with the umbrella. It's so nice. It's so pretty. Makes me feel good. It's nice. It's a warm day. It's nice and cool. It's Yom Kippur. It's Rosh Hashanah. It's Aser Simchat Torah. Yosef Yonah says, don't relate to your spirituality that way. Have a shoseh b'tzama estivrehem. Drink in your spirituality thirstily, like you're parched, gonna die of thirst if you don't get it. Because, my dear friends, our ruchnius, our personal holiness, our spirituality, our learning of Torah, our performance and commitment to mitzvos, our creation of a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are not just niceties and luxuries of life, but they are indispensable parts of our life success. They are indispensable cogs in the wheel that propels us forward in our life journey. Don't just drink in the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the words of Torah, the words of spirituality, but drink it with a thirst, understanding that my life depends on it. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.